This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's, today's a lot better than yesterday out there. It's not looking like rain. I think at one point yesterday it was so heavy you could barely see in front of you. Whereas today, today's a good day to get out there. If you haven't gotten your Christmas tree, get a Christmas tree if you celebrate Christmas. There's lots still out there to see. I know where I am at Mahoney's Garden Center. We actually found some extra trees in Canada and had them shipped over this past week. So a lot of the stores have some new trees in there. So if you're still looking for some, plenty to be had, I definitely recommend taking a look. Today should be a good day to be doing that. We're not worrying about, you know, watching a football game. You know, Patriots have a bye this week, so we can enjoy some time doing those types of things. Some of those lists that we've been saying, I'll get to it. Maybe this weekend we get to it. So take a look, see what you can do. But there is still plenty of time to be doing these things outside. It doesn't, you know, just because the temperature gets colder doesn't mean we're done out there. We can get out there, finish up some of the cleanups that we might have not finished because it rained or it snowed or one of those things. I know the more north you go in New England, the colder it already is. But in my area where I am, you know, in the northern part of Massachusetts, we still have some time to be doing those things. Now, we talked weeks ago in regards to cleanups, right? Saying, do you clean the leaves or do you not clean the leaves? There was an article in the local paper in this area, the Lowell Sun, that said, leave the leaves. They're just going to biodegrade, you know, compost into the soil. They hold pollinators there. They hold beneficial insects, etc. Definitely true. But my question for you on all of that is, what types of plants did you bring into the yard for that would welcome pollinators in or bring them to you? If you've done a lot of that, awesome. And think about what you can add for the next season as well. But if you haven't done anything for it, you know, there's plenty of time to be thinking about that for next year. Let's think about some of the different pollinators to bring in, And by different pollinators, I mean more of the plants. You know, by bringing in certain plants, you're going to bring in the pollinators. So think about the plants that are going to attract pollinators. Think about the different colors that you want to bring. Think about, are you looking to just bring butterflies, or you want to do butterflies and hummingbirds? There's tons of perennials out there that will definitely help you bring those pollinators to you. Now, there are lists out there online that you can go and search. But some of the plants out there that we're looking for colorful, right? You know, for your hummingbirds, they look for the bright red colors. So what types of plants? There's bee balms out there. Tons of different colors. Honeysuckle. Some echinacea, right? All different flowers that have red or orange tubular flowers. Now, the hummingbirds love that tubular flower because they have that long beak, if you will, where they can get deeper into the plant. They like that tubular look to it. It'll hold more for them. But when you have a chance, take a look, because it's not just about the flowers. It's about what else you're looking for. You know, example, where they can nest, where they can hide, where they can do those types of things. Just things to think about. Now, I do have a call on the line, so I want to get right back into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Patricia's in Lowell.
Patricia, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can I help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to ask if you can take seeds from an organic apple that you bought at a grocery store and use them to actually grow a tree, an apple tree?
Well, you can. It just takes a little bit of work to it. And, you know, you try to take as many of the seeds from the apple, because not every one is going to be completely viable. Right? Something that is the easiest thing to do. We want to take those apple seeds out and pull them cleanly, get rid of any of the the parts of the apple that are left. But it can actually take apple tree seedlings multiple years for them to really catch, right? It can take, it'll grow the roots. It'll do that type of thing. But what it doesn't do is it doesn't get you production for many years. And it can actually take a dormancy period that you need to do to get them ready to be planted. Excuse me, I apologize. Now, we're looking to, for apple seeds, use a process called cold stratification. What that is you take the seeds out, you clean them up, you put them in a moist paper towel for about 6 weeks in the refrigerator, right?
Okay.
You'll put that, so you'll get the moist paper towel. You don't want it like heavy water, so you'll wring it out. You just want it moist. You put the seeds in between paper towels, put it inside a plastic bag. Don't close the bag, because you want some airflow to get in there. And then put it in the back of the refrigerator. So we're looking for those to stay in there for about 6 weeks. But you check on it once a week to make sure the moisture is still in there. It hasn't, like, dried out on there. Because we want to have those plants have moisture in there and be cold at the same time. After about 6 weeks, you might see some of those seeds have started to sprout, or at least crack. The seed, you'll start to notice, instead of being like a brown or darker color, you'll see some light colors, almost like light green, light yellow. And that means it's starting to crack, starting to get ready to be planted, right?
Okay.
From there, you'll put it into the, I would use like a starter mix, like a seed starter mix, so it's lighter versus like a heavier soil. So we're looking for a seed starter mix in a small pot or even like 4-inch, 6-inch, just so it can start building its root system a little bit easier. If you put it in like a 5-gallon bucket, it doesn't need all that soil, right? You can put it in a small 4-inch to get it started. What I would look to do is instead of just putting one in that, putting in a 4-inch, 3 or 4. Or if you're going to use a 1-gallon, put like a dozen seeds in there. Because not all of them are going to start and get growing. Now, if you hang tight with me, we can go a little bit more into that after the break. For everybody else, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvance lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weedin' Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weedin' Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weedin' Feed from BioAdvance Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Patricia in regards to taking seeds from an apple, an organic apple that you've gotten from the store, and trying to germinate those seeds. Now, we already talked about the cold stratification period of 6 weeks, where it stays in a moist paper towel in the refrigerator. From there, that's when we plant it, right? And we talked about doing, you know, you could do some 4-inch pots, or you could do about a gallon. We don't want to go bigger than that. The 1-gallon size pot, that's where you would put a dozen seeds in there. Now, here's the key to germination when it comes to germinating these seeds or any other seed that you're helping germinate for spring. Using like a heat mat, we're looking to get the soil to stay above 65 degrees. And the 70 degrees, 75 degree temperatures will help germination a little bit easier. Sometimes it can take 1 to 2 weeks, and that heat source will help it. Now, from there, we want the plants to grow at least 4 to 6 inches tall before we think about putting them outside. Now, if we were to start now, 6 weeks from now is the first week in February. Then 2 weeks from that is the middle of February. And for them to get 4 to 6 inches tall, maybe mid-March, end of March, we're not ready to put them out at that point. Their last frost is usually about May 20th in this area. So think about that, the process. Think about the time that it will take. So we know 6 weeks from the beginning, 2 weeks to germinate. So there's 2 months. And then growing that 4 to 6 inches tall, another 2 to 4 weeks. So this is a 3-month process minimum. So think about, you know, your time frame of when you want to do it. The other thing is a lot of apple trees that you see out there are grafted on a smaller rootstock. So they've already started growing and then they've been put onto another stem that already has a larger root system grafted with a wax or a tape or something along those lines and created a bigger tree. So you're starting from the seed versus a graft. This will take about 8 years before you have fruit from the tree. Just like any other tree, if you were to buy a tree from a nursery, like an apple tree in a 7, 10, 15 gallon, those trees are normally closer to 6, 7 years old. So they're going to produce quicker. Whereas a tree like this, starting from seed, can take 8 years for it to bear fruit. So that's just the process that you do with it. If you were to put it in the 1 gallon and have multiple, you still want to spread the trees out. A lot of times with apple trees, we look to spread them out 15 to 20 feet apart from each other. Even though they're small, they're eventually going to get big. So we think about the future like we do in other times of year when it comes to the garden. So that's the process on starting a seed, a apple tree from seed coming from an apple. It's a time, it takes a lot of time for it. But at the end, it is a pretty good end result, right? So that's how you would start a seed from an apple that you were to consume. Okay. Does that help with what you're thinking,
yeah,
Patricia?
I guess I just have a couple questions.
Sure.
So basically, you shouldn't put these seeds in the refrigerator until maybe around, probably February or something?
I'll look at May 20th as my date that I'm going to put most everything out. It varies. And then subtract weeks back from that.
Okay.
So May 20th, I'm looking at 3 months prior. So brings back to April, March, and then February. So that's when I would start. I got to go to another break. So hang tight with me.
That would be putting them in the refrigerator, is what
you're
saying, right?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Have a great one. We're going to you as well.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone for has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. The North Carolina Supreme Court ordered a preliminary injunction on Wednesday for the March primaries and suspended candidate filing until two lawsuits alleging gerrymandering are settled. The 2022 primaries held on March 8th have been delayed until May 17th. More than 70 people are feared dead after a catastrophic series of tornadoes ripped through Kentucky and other states late Friday and early Saturday. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
This has been the most devastating tornado event in our state's history. And for those that have seen it, what it's done here in Graves County and elsewhere, it is indescribable.
On Saturday afternoon, the White House approved Kentucky's state of emergency and ordered federal assistance to supplement state and local response efforts. This is USA Radio News. January 6th, defendant Ryan Nichols spoke with Newsmax's Greg Kelly on what is happening inside the D.C. jail and the risk he's taking even talking to the media.
have put into court that I needed to watch my back here. Kind of like Christopher Worrell, when he got warned in the middle of the night that he wasn't safe, I too this last week when we put our motion in talking about what actually happened on the West Terrace on January 6th. I was told that I needed to watch my back because I could possibly be stabbed inside of here. So yeah, there comes a level of risk.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis set $8 million in his 2022-23 budget to transport illegal immigrants out of the Sunshine State. He proposed the spending in the Freedom First budget to protect against harms resulting from illegal immigration. The spending may include the transportation of unauthorized aliens to other states or the District of Columbia. This is USA Radio News.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Patricia and starting an apple tree from seed from an apple that you got. So it's definitely something that takes time. And with anything, even with starting some of your vegetable seeds inside, we look at it kind of backwards. We look at it and say, when do we want to put it outside? We take that date and we work backwards. And we say, how long is it going to take to get there? Now, a lot of times with an apple seed, as an example, like we said, there's 6 weeks of cold stratification. There's 2 weeks for it to germinate. Another 2 to 4 weeks for it to really get to where you want to be able to put it outside. It can take some time. And that's looking at 3 months. So we look at May 20th. And that brings us all the way back to February 20th. Now, that's just saying we want it to be a certain height. Well, if we want to get more out of it and keep it indoors for a while, it could be even before that. So, we're not far from it. But say we were to look at, you know, one of my favorite websites this time of year to look at for spring seeds, vegetables, etc., is Burpee, their website. You know, if we were looking at some vegetables right now, some of the vegetable seeds will say, you know, how long they germinate on it. So I'm on their website now. We look at, you know, let's think about doing corn this year, right? We click on one of them. When we look at all of the information they have, how you can do it, when you can plant it, how big they're going to get, how they want you to do it, etc. Now, corn is one that you should be direct sowing into the soil, so maybe I should have chose something a little bit different. Maybe let's look at tomatoes, right? Tomatoes are one where they have the information right on there of what to do. They'll say, if you're starting from seed, they want you to start seed March 20th to April 3rd, and then transplant them May 29th to June 12th. On there, it'll tell you how many days to maturity, so 80 to 100 days of when you first put them in the ground before when you first start to germinate. So we look at that and say, let's go with the higher end, 100 days. So a little over 3 months. So if we look at 3 months and we say we're going to put them out June 12th, because that's what they're telling us on here. June 12th, it goes July 12th, August 12th, September 12th, September 22nd, because you had the 10 days. We're just rounding here. So that means from the beginning. So if you started on those days, you still could get it. But we start earlier. We start in March. So you add the 100 days from there. So we got March. Say you start March 20th. We got April 20th, May 20th, June 20th. That's when they're starting to produce some fruit in the middle of June. So if we start them early enough, we can start getting them to produce fruit earlier. So it all depends on when you started the seed, started the plant. But the reason why I bring up Burpee as the website is they have so many key little details for you. The most important detail to me is the days to maturity. That gives us how much time we need and if we can replant them multiple times. Now, if you look at vegetables and you look at like some of the lettuces, right? Some of the lettuces have turnaround time where they are constantly almost reseeding themselves, right? Where you can plant them multiple times. They actually have a start time for spring where you bring them in, start them indoors about the same time, March 13th to April 24th. Then we transplant them because they are a cold crop. They can go out earlier. So between April 20th and June 1st, then they actually state that you can have a fall crop where you start those at end of July, get them outdoors at the 1st of August, and you start producing from there. So there's tons of information on this website. Up to you if you want to buy seeds from there. That part is up to you. I don't have a thought on which one, but if you're looking for information and you're just looking to try and get some of that information for next season, this is the website for you. It's not just about vegetables. They have flowers, perennials, herbs. They even have fruit trees. So we were just talking about apple seeds. They have a lot of starters on them, right? So some people will call them whips. So they're a little bit smaller. Some will be bare root. So take a look at their website with just some information. And if you buy something, great. I'm not trying to tell you to buy something from them. I just want the information out of that. Because this time of year, we're trying to learn different things. So next year, we're ahead of it and we're ready to do any number of things in the garden. Now, if you have questions, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We got plenty of time to join us. Wide open lines if you have some questions. About 45 minutes, we're going to be joined from CN from Wild Delight. So we look forward to that, talking about what we can be doing for our birds this time of year. Getting ready for the winter seasons up and coming to get our birds safe in our yards. and what to do and attract them there during the season. Because not all birds will migrate for the winter. There'll still be some birds in the area looking for food. So what can you do? So we'll discuss that with her. I'll even ask the questions that a lot of us have thought about. You know, what's going on? Are we okay to put the bird feeders back out after the summer where there were so many questions about bird food, bird feeders, etc.? So we look forward to that in about 45 minutes. Now, the past couple of weeks, we've talked about ice melt. We've talked about different products from Natural Alternative. Now, one product I think you can always have on hand is the Protolizer. Protolizer, one of my favorite plant products out there. What it does for you is so beneficial to every plant that you have. Now, the key thing is it's not a fertilizer. It's a supplement. It's like vitamins for your plants. Now, we use fertilizer to produce more growth on the plant. But using this supplement with the fertilizer helps push the growth easier. This helps when your plants are stressed by bringing them back to get them to help develop easier root system. It helps with transplant shock. It does a number of things. You can even use it right now on your Christmas tree to help your tree absorb more water to keep going. So this is one of those these products where it works for all your plants throughout the entire year. So it's not one where you say, I don't want to buy so much of it because I'm only going to use it once. This is one that you use all year round. Whereas some fertilizers you use in the spring and then you use it half the rate in the fall, this you can use all year, many times during the year. Multiple sizes, multiple everything, definitely worth it. So take a look at it. It's Protolizer from Natural Alternative, one of my favorite products, just because it is so multifaceted. It does so many different things. It's not just a one-and-done type thing. So definitely take a look at it. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we have a chance. It's a decent week out here. No rain till the end of the week, it looks like. But that could all change. So we can get out, finish up some of our cleanups. Now, if you're looking to leave the leaves, maybe push them into a perennial bed. Rake them into the perennial bed. Leave them away from the lawn so they can help protect your perennials a little bit more. Yeah, you might have cut them back, and there doesn't seem like much there. But those leaves will help insulate the soil and help protect it for the winter. Because as the temperatures are right now, they fluctuate. We get real cold days, then we get a warm day. A real cold day, and then a warm day. Now our plants, they know temperatures because when it warms up, they know they're supposed to become active. When it gets cold, they slow down. Now with the freeze-thaw effect, or the real cold to warm, it affects our plants. It shocks them. Our plants don't know what to do. Our plants say, is it spring? Is it winter? What's going on? So that's why adding mulch, compost, or leaves or something over the top of them will help keep the temperatures regulated. Keep them the same throughout. The one thing for our plants that we do want is some things that a lot of you might not want. We actually want snow. We want snow to stay on the ground, to insulate the soil, to keep it the same temperature, so it actually freezes for the winter and stays that way. So snow is very important to what we want to do. So as much as we all don't want it, the snow is beneficial for our lawns and our gardens. Yes, it does have some fertilizer base to it because it has some nitrogen in it. Not a huge amount. My father used to call it the poor man's fertilizer because it was free, right? But it's not just for that. It's to insulate our plants and keep them protected for the winter. So take a look at what else you can do. Let's protect our plants. Let's bring some compost. Let's bring some leaves, some mulch, something to those perennial beds to protect them. Now, if you have some questions, you can give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Take a break. We'll be back in a few.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Wilt Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. So, we always try to think a season ahead, right? But a lot of times we're still in that season. So if you need to be putting things away, taking care of your plants, getting things done, the weather is cooperating with you and allowing you to do these things still. So we still have time to be putting things away, getting things ready for winter. You know, if you still have some of the, you know, your mower out or your blower, which a lot of us still have the blowers out because the leaves are just about finished falling at this point. What do you do with them? Well, these are the ones where you want to run out of gas for the season. So the gas doesn't sit in the machines for winter. You know, because moisture can get in there, creating a separation of water and gasoline in your plants. Excuse me, in your machines. That can cause them to have issues long term. So we think ahead because we use our mower, we use our blowers, we use our weed whackers, we use all those things in the spring. But we kind of put them away and forget. And then spring, we just expect them to work. So by doing a few things, cleaning them up now, getting the mowers clean, getting all those things done ahead of time, we're ready for that next season. So think ahead. Let's do that this year. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Barb is in Deerwood, Minnesota.
Barb, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. Good morning, Patrick. I'm sorry.
Good morning.
You don't feel good?
I appreciate it.
I have a weeping willow tree that I planted from a branch in root starter about probably 12 or 14 years ago.
Okay.
And probably last summer, I certainly noticed it. It could have been going on for a while, but about halfway up the tree from the bottom up, it looks like it is rotting, but the tree itself is very healthy and has good leaf production, you know?
Yep.
So I don't know how to fix it, if it's going to just continue to rot away, or I don't know what the problem is there.
Now, so you said it's about halfway up?
Now, yeah, it's almost up to where the branches start going off the tree.
Okay. So it's in the main trunk, one side.
Yeah.
That side, is it affected? Like, are the branches on that side growing, or is it just the opposite side?
No, they're all growing just
okay.
Fine. It just looks like it's rotting, and I don't know what to do about it.
Now, does it have like a hole or like a crater almost?
Yes, almost all the way up. It looked, yeah.
Okay.
Down to, it looks like it's down to maybe the center of the tree almost. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Beyond the bark.
Okay. So it's created like a canker, if you will. And on the inside, it is, is there like oozing?
I don't notice anything like that.
Okay. So it is a type of disease, that we're looking at. Have you noticed any issues on the leaves when it was doing this, or was it just the bark?
Just the bark. I look at the leaves and I think, oh, the whole thing should be dying, but it's not.
Okay. What I'd like to look at is sometimes so they'll get like a decay, like a wood decay, and it'll weaken it in there. It's a fungus, right? For the plant. Have you noticed any like mushrooms on the side of the tree or anything?
No, it's a little mossy down in that area. And when last year I dug all the way around it and made a rock garden around it. But, so no, I haven't.
Okay. So there's a slime flux in this area that the ooze fills into this area, causing the disease, causing it to have like an infection. So there's some ways to take care of it. I have to hit a break. I want you to hang tight. On the other side of the break, we can go into what to do and where we can go from there. So hang tight with me, okay?
Okay.
All right. Our phone number, 855-660-4261.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.